The short life of Mohammed Merah just came to an end in the street and quiet residential district of Toulouse after over 30 hours of siege by the police anti-terrorist squad. Merah has just jumped out of the window, guns blazing, in what looks like an attempt to make a last stand and kill as many police officers as possible. Claude Guéant, the Interior Minister, has just told us that police had been lulled into thinking that Merah was actually dead or had given up completely. They searched the house using video equipment. They found every room empty until they got to the bathroom. When the door opened, Merah came out, guns blazing, heavy weapons, unleashing bursts of fire that senior police officers said they've never seen before. He was quickly chased out the window. He leapt from the window, firing all the time. Police apparently managed to shoot him then because he was on the ground floor. And two officers now have been reported wounded in the action. It could look as if this action was rather botched. President Sarkozy gave the elite police squad orders at all costs to take this man alive. But there's still a great deal of relief around the city of Toulouse after what looked like a few days of terror afflicting the whole population. This is Charles Bremner in Toulouse.